You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Claude Chabrol's latest film, a scathing black comedy called A Girl Cut in Two, is about a local TV weather girl who's simultaneously pursued by two very different men. It could just as easily have been named The Indiscreet Charm of the French Bourgeoisie, although the story is a loose, modern adaptation of a real event that happened in New York in 1906, the murder of architect Stamford White by Harry K. Thaw. It stars Ludovine Sagnier, Benoit Magimel, François Bellion, and others. It opens today at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas and the IFC Center and brings one of France's hottest film stars, Ludovine Sagnier, to my show today. Bonjour.
Hello.
I should mention also that you have another film called A Secret, which is opening on Friday, September 5th at the Paris Theater and also at the IFC Center. But let's talk about A Girl Cut in Two. On one level, it's a disturbing film about a woman who has to contend with class differences, choose between two very difficult men, and yet there are things in it that are laugh out loud funny.
No, it's not a very funny story because she she thinks that with her sense of positivity and her natural radiance, she can have the life she wants. But unfortunately, she doesn't find out that she's being the target of lust of those two men you quoted. And she's going to be the object of their hate and of many, many troubles.
Well, she has joie de vivre, as you suggest, that attracts them to her, and it's the same thing that they want to stamp out in her. But
yes.
you have to wonder whether she isn't a little naive in not understanding how they're reacting to her.
She thinks she's clever because she feels free, but that's an illusion that she will find out throughout the movie.
This is the sort of black humor that Claude Chabrol has specialized since he began making films 50 years ago. It's hard to believe. Had you been a fan of his?
Yes, definitely. Well, as a French actress, Chabrol is unavoidable. It's like the Louvre in Paris, you know.
Well, you'd had auditioned for him before, but
yes,
you didn't get any of the films?
No, because I thought that I wasn't upper classy enough. And as my character in this movie comes from a middle-class background, I thought maybe I had my chance. But how funny it may sound, Claude Chabrol told me that he wanted to hire me since he'd seen me in Peter Pan playing Tinkerbell.
Because he saw this character as to some degree like that.
She's
both sophisticated and also doesn't understand certain basic things about life.
She's radiant and luminous, but at the same time she has a bit of perversion inside of her. You know, Tinkerbell, she's jealous. She's able to betray the man she loves. Gabrielle is less pervert, but still she has. She opens the door to perversion at a moment in a movie, and
when you say perversion, you're probably thinking about it in a French translation. But these are two troubled men who give her a hard time and take advantage of her.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Chabrol, as you said, you don't represent, at least in his mind, although. One reviewer called you France's go-to girl for young loveliness. You don't represent upper-class sensibility. He hates the upper class, doesn't he?
Yes, he loves to mock them with contempt. he has something to deal with them. But I think he has a very nuanced and realistic way of seeing the old money, as you say, and also the upcoming wealthy people
and intellectuals who take advantage of their new place in high society.
Yeah, exactly.
You said that he liked your performance as Tinkerbell. How old were you when you played Tinkerbell?
I was, I don't know, 22 or something.
Oh, because you started making films when you were 10 years old, didn't you?
Yes, it's true.
So how many of your 30 or so films did you make before you became an adult?
Not that many. Well, it didn't count when I was a child because I didn't have the feeling that I was at work. So for me, it was more that it was rather a summer camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, moviegoers in this country probably know you best for films that you made with François Ozon.
Mm-hmm.
The Swimming Pool, which brought him and Charlotte Rampling to this show at different times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also Eight Women. Mm-hmm. Is he very different to work with than Chabrol?
Well, I must admit that François Ozon is a big fan of Claude Chabrol. So when we used to work together, he would talk to me about him all the time. And that was funny because when I started working with Claude Chabrol, Ozon would call me every night to get some details. He wanted me to...
What did he do? What did he say?
Yeah, he wanted me to spy on him. How many takes, and does he edit, and, you know, he wanted to know everything.
Well, you once told an interviewer that you were more interested in meeting directors than other film stars. So is that what determines what you do, who the director is?
Yes, the encounter with the director is essential, of course, because it's about emerging myself in their universe, and that's what thrills me in this profession.
Although you also said that you wish you had been born earlier because Joseph Mankiewicz and Stanley Kubrick, Douglas Sirk, and Alfred Hitchcock all like blondes.
It's true. I have some regrets.
Well, maybe we can... you're working with some of the top directors today, so it's probably not all that different. A Girl Cut in Two is set in Lyon, which is France's third largest city. Is that important to understanding what Chabrol intends in this film? Would the French immediately understand that Lyon means something and Paris would have meant something else?
Yeah, there's something about Lyon. There's an old bourgeoisie that may appear a little dusty. Maybe you could compare Lyon in the United States to San Francisco, maybe.
Well, it also has hills, and the rich people all live up on the hill, and
yes.
The poor people all live below.
Mm-hmm. In Lyon, it's not that clear, but still there are old families from old industries who didn't really move. And still there's a bit of a frustration not to be in the center of the action. And I was in San Francisco introducing the film 2 months ago, and the journalist would agree with me about it.
In this film, you play a modern-day version of Evelyn Nesbit in
mm-hmm.
a famous case that took place here in New York, the love triangle between Stanford White, Harry Thaw, and Evelyn Nesbit. Were you aware of that when you started working on the film?
Not at all. And Chabrol kept it secret until the movie got released, actually.
So you couldn't do research, although I'm sure research wouldn't have mattered here.
No, and that's the reason why he didn't want me to be aware of this case, because he didn't want me to focus on anything. I think he hired me with the intention of seeing me not being... composing anything, but just reacting naturally to the situation, because he was really interested in my own personality rather than my power of building up a character.
I would assume your challenge as an actress was to convince the audience that a relatively sweet, young, and ambitious young woman would fall in love with a married man who's around 30 years older than she is,
mm-hmm.
to the point where she really is willing to give everything over to him.
Yes, but I don't find it too shocking. I don't know, maybe because I'm French, we have less taboos than...
Well, I'm 30 years older than you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I'm taken. But I don't find it reluctant as long as, you know, both people are in love. In this particular case, she's being manipulated by the man, and that's the disgusting thing about it. But the relationship, I can't allow myself to judge two people who are in love.
Oh, I wasn't asking you to judge. I was saying that mm-hmm. you have to convince the audience that
yes,
she would
definitely.
Do that. And her name is interesting because you've been calling her Gabrielle. That's her first name. But mm-hmm. her last name is Denege. And she's a TV weather girl. I mean, her name is Of Snow.
Yes, exactly.
And people actually make puns on the name throughout the film.
Yes, they mock her because she's supposed to be white as snow, and she gets some stains here and there. The fact, this idea of convincing the audience to be in love with an older man, it's not that difficult because she's in the need of a fatherly figure first, and also. She's a literate young woman who needs to be recognized for her talent and her cleverness rather than her physical aspect. And when
so he's a famous writer. And
yeah.
She sees him as somebody who she could learn from.
Yes, and she's very flattered to be the object of his interest.
My guest is Ludivine Sagnier, who is one of the hottest film stars out of France. And her latest film to open here is A Girl Cut in Two. I mentioned also another film that's opening a little later called A Secret. And you have some other films as well, including your one where you're appearing, or I guess it's a two-part gangster film with Vincent Cassel, mm-hmm. Death Instinct and Public Enemy Number One. Now
yes.
That sounds like a major departure for you.
Yes, it's a new universe. It's a complete new style. But I'm
you're going mainstream in an action film.
Yes, but I did this movie because, first, the director is not a mainstream director at all. He's Jean-François Richet. He's an author whose beginning was very, very interesting. And he used to be working at a factory, and he had a very, very original path.
So it's again the director that appeared.
Yes, the director, and he ended up in Hollywood doing a remake of a Carpenter's film, Assault on Precinct 13. And so I really wanted to work with him, and also this time I was particularly seduced by the idea of working with Vincent Cassel, who is one of our great talents.
But you said, if I have an image in France, it's the image of an actress who only works with very brainy directors and only does serious movies and who spits on the commercial movies.
Yes, but, you know, I don't spit on commercial movie. I'm afraid to notice that commercial movies are not that clever. But if you can mix, quality and commercial attract, then that's heaven.
In A Secret, you're not the star, but you play a Jewish woman who mm-hmm. is a victim of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
What was the appeal of that for you?
Holocaust happened in our country 50 years ago. Maybe 60 years ago, but
the French still don't seem to have worked it out for themselves.
Yeah, we still have deep scars regarding this period. So of course I can identify myself easily because the woman that I was playing, she was just the age of my grandmother. So so that was easy to identify myself, even if I don't have Jewish roots at all. And what I liked in this movie is that it's a love triangle, but I'm used to be hired to play the mistress or the radiant woman, you know, who appeals everyone. Whereas in this particular story, I'm playing the cheated woman. So it forced me to dig in much deeper layers.
And it's a big commercial hit in France,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, it really did well.
Some people will remember seeing you in Love Songs, which was released in New York a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you sang in that movie.
Yeah.
Do you want to do more singing?
Why not?
Well, I understand that you actually have a, you've just released your first pop album. Is that true?
No. I'm working on something, but I'm taking my time.
Well, so many young French actresses these days seem to also be singing. Is this is that part of the job description?
It's not necessarily part of the job. The thing is, you know, France is a very small country. The industry of cinema doesn't offer much choices, and I don't know. French actresses are hungry of work and opportunities and different way to express themselves. So I'm not surprised to see all my colleagues heading to a great variety of expression.
In the past, many French actresses came to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And made films. We see less of that today. I think Juliette Binoche and maybe Julie Delpy, who moved to the United States.
Yes, and Marion Cotillard also, who won the Oscar this year.
Mm-hmm. But that was for a French film.
Yes.
She played Edith Piaf. I mean, mm-hmm. You speak English well enough so that you could probably appear in American films.
Yes, I could. I could appear, right? But the thing is, as you can hear, I don't have a Native American accent. And I'm very...
You could play the charming French woman.
Yes, but it lets, there is less choice.
In A Girl Cut in Two, you also play a TV interviewer of the sort that embarrasses people in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You're the... they love what you're doing. It's celebrity interviews of... and you smile a lot,
yes,
encourage your guests to tell a Woody Allen story.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It was a very nice moment. I like the chair of the interviewer.
Although Chabrol is making fun of TV interviews throughout the mm-hmm. film, he has his writer go through what feels like a tortured interview with an interviewer who does not really understand.
Yeah, it's a local station interview.
And your show is called The Icing on the Cake.
Yes. The cherry on the cake.
Is that what it is in French?
Yeah, in French it's that.
The title said the icing on the cake. Your job is to encourage people to tell indiscreet stories
exactly.
about celebrities
yeah.
that they've encountered.
Mm-hmm. But the whole scene is completely improvised. So, and I'm happy because it works. It works well.
Does Chabrol encourage improvisation?
Yes. Well, in this particular case, the actor that I was interviewing happens to be a great comedian in France, mm-hmm. and he's a very good friend of mine. So he allowed us to do whatever we'd like because he knew there was going to be a realistic complicity.
The two men who are vying for your interest.
Mm-hmm.
Are two wonderful actors, Benoît Magimel, who has been in a number of Chabrol films.
Yeah, that was his third collaboration.
And he plays crazy incredibly well, doesn't he?
Yes.
And then François Berléand, he is the writer, and you really do believe that he could be a famous writer of books that are respected but don't necessarily become bestsellers.
Yeah, but it's funny because since the release of the movie, he released two novels.
He's actually published two novels?
Yeah.
Was he always a writer?
No, he started to tell about his life. He was writing the, he was finishing the manuscript while we were shooting.
And another member of the cast, Caroline Seol, plays old rich, nasty old rich, better than anybody, I think, in the world.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's an amazing actress who didn't have the career she deserved. I think she was in a legendary film by François Truffaut called Vivement Dimanche. She gets murdered in the beginning. She's beautiful. She's strikingly beautiful in this movie. And then she did a lot of theater, but she took care of her family, I think, and didn't really want to have a career. But she's still one of the most incredible actress in France.
So you said that there aren't all that many opportunities for an ambitious actress to work in France. You're going to try to develop a musical career as well. What else is available to you? How many films are being made in France these days?
Well, I'd say in a year there are 200 movies getting produced.
That's a nice amount.
Yeah, that's still a nice amount, but there used to be 400 not too many years ago. So they really, really reduced the amount. And there are more heading towards a commercial choice. So we have a lot of comedies, but you know, for example, in America, even if the comedies are so-so, it's still good quality. Whereas in France, you have a so-so comedy with bad script, bad actor, bad editing. So I think they should be a bit more demanding.
And are you making any more films with Ozon or with Chabrol? Now that you've broken through with Chabrol, I would think he'd want to make another film with you.
Yeah, I'd love to work with him again, definitely. And Ozon,
although he's over 80 now, isn't he?
He's 77, I guess. So he's still got many things to happen. Yeah, with Ozon, I like to work with the same person because it really helps to develop something.
Well, Ludovine Sagnier's two new films, opening here in New York, Claude Chabrol's A Girl Cut in Two, which opens today at the IFC and also at the Lincoln Plaza Centers, and then on Friday, September 5th, at the Paris and the IFC again, Claude Miller's film, A Secret. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.